Grace, mercy, and peace are not yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is Epiphany, a celebration of lights into darkness and hopefully warmth into coldness. If you haven't heard, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, that's the latest movie, is now in the theaters, and it's broken all kind of records again, as Star Wars movies always do. Star Wars is an epic story that began when I was just a kid. I think I was 3 when it first came out in the movie theaters. And it still continues today. It's a great story. It has amazing cinematography. Unless you go back and watch the very first one, you'll be saying, why do people watch this? And it has amazing music, amazing soundtracks. And while I'm a Star Wars fan, and I love the stories and the music, and in no way desire to deter you from seeing the movies and listening to the wonderful music, I'd like you to know that Star Wars is based on an Eastern philosophy and religion of some balance of good and evil, a balance of darkness and light that supposedly has always existed in our universe. It sounds really good at first, and it sounds as if it has a lot in common with our Christian faith, especially in this new season of Epiphany, where there's lots of talk of light and darkness, where there's a great star, and wars are depicted, where soldiers are sent out to try to kill the chosen child. But really, the Eastern philosophy and religion that the story Star Wars is based on is nothing like the Christian faith, the Christian truth, the story and truth of Epiphany. And I'd like to explain in 3 ways today. First, Star Wars depicts a light that brings balance to darkness. Epiphany shows that God's light doesn't bring balance to darkness, it overcomes darkness. You see, Eastern religion, Eastern philosophies begin with the assumption that evil was a created, intended energy in a chaotic cosmos. And so evil has always existed, they would say, alongside a created good force or light. Humans then have a choice to resist evil, primarily the temptation to serve one's own selfish desires, to gain self-influence, worldly desires or possessions, and to seek power to rule over other people. The ultimate goal of this philosophy is to balance good with evil, light with darkness. Balance. Why balance the good with the evil? Because evil is necessary if you're going to know what good is. Darkness is necessary if you're going to know what light is. You have to have one to have the other, this philosophy would argue. And so, if you have the darkness and you have evil, then you know what goodness and light is. And then with your own self-motivation and inner resolve, you can choose good and light over evil and darkness. Epiphany, on the other hand, shows us that God is a God of light and life. And he created all things by his word out of nothing, not out of chaos. God did not create evil. It was not part of his plan. Evil is simply the absence of this God of light and life. Lucifer, a created angel of light, chose to rebel against the one true God and chose to try to create his own kingdom absent of God and of his light and life. That's where evil came from. And Lucifer infected God's perfect creation of life and light by seducing God's creation to choose to make God's creation their own creation, absent of his rule, absent of his love, absent of his life and light. And so by disobeying one command that this one perfect God of light and life gave humanity, specifically Adam and Eve, they're the ones who brought sin, death, and evil into the world and existence that we know. Evil is our choice, not God's choice. But once this happened, the one true God, light, life. He had no plans to balance his kingdom of light with the kingdom of darkness. No plans to balance evil with good. No plans to share his kingdom with the kingdom of darkness in Lucifer. He did have a plan, though. A plan to rescue humanity and all of his fallen creation from the dark side. How would he do this? By bringing not a Jedi Knight, but a real light into the world which darkness could not overcome. He promised a special son of Adam, a special son of Eve, his very own son, who would overcome darkness, the darkness of their sin, of their death, and he would vanquish the dark kingdom of Lucifer, better known as Satan or the devil today. So no balancing evil and good, darkness and lights in Epiphany, but vanquishing it. Point two, Star Wars depicts the force of light as some kind of secret that must be searched for. It's out in the universe. But Epiphany shows us that God's light is no secret that must be found or searched for. It is fully revealed, even to those who are not seeking this light. In the movie Star Wars and in Eastern religions, the power of light is hidden. It's hidden in the universe, and if you look hard enough, it's hidden somewhere within you. But it's up to you to search hard enough, far enough, to find this light so you can choose to use the light. And what is the light? The light is simply your human choice and will to do good for other people and the planet, and to turn away from all worldly and self-motivated desires. In the movie Star Wars, powerful heroes known as Jedi Knights are trained in the secrets of using the force of light. And they lead civilizations in the way of this force of the light, until the dark force eventually rises up and begins to rule the galaxy with great fear. Then new Jedis of a new generation must rise up as well and find the secrets of the force of light, and then lead a rescue mission from the dark forces and once again restore balance of lights and darkness, evil and good. Epiphany, on the other hand, reminds us that God's plan to bring this powerful light in the world is not a secret. It does not reside in the power of human choice or will. It's not somewhere hidden out there and you got to go find it. It's simply his plan, his power, his light, his life, which he graciously chose to give to all of humanity. He made promises throughout the darkness of time and throughout the darkness of this world ever since Adam and Eve sinned back in the garden. He revealed to them a plan to restore his kingdom to perfect light and life. And he used prophets like Isaiah, his Jedi Knights, if you will, to speak about this light shining in the darkness. We hear it today. Darkness has covered the earth, a thick darkness. Arise and shine. The light of God is coming. The glory of God is coming. God knew that humanity, once fallen, had no capability by choice or will to defeat darkness. God knew that he himself had to do it. And he had to reveal this plan through his prophets, through his people, through his word, to the world. And that's what he did. So in Epiphany, it's no secrets. It's a fully revealed truth. Point three. Star Wars depicts the force of light as something that keeps power-hungry governments and dictators at check. That's what the light is supposed to do. Epiphany shows us that God's light is Jesus. His Son came not to overcome power-hungry governments and dictators, but much worse. He came to overcome sin, death, and vanquish the powers of hell and the devil, which all those things cause power-hungry governments and dictators. You see, in Eastern religions and in Star Wars, the ultimate goal is to keep evil, the dark side portrayed by Darth Vader and the imperial governments, to keep them in check. You keep the dark side in check by sacrificing yourself, your wants, your desires for the sake of the world good. So if you were to practice this religion, bad news for you American people, because I would bet you all fail in doing so, myself included. If you bought yourself a cup of coffee this week, you failed. If you went out to dinner once and paid for the bill for yourself to eat, you failed. If you bought a new car this past year, fail. If you have not fully given all your time and resources to all those in need and to the planet, well then, you failed to use the lights. You're controlled by the dark side. Epiphany, on the other hand, shows us that God's ultimate goal is not just to keep the dark side in check, but to completely wipe it out from existence. God reveals to us in Epiphany that His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, has done this. We are not the light. Jesus is the light. Our goodwill and our good intentions and our good works are not the light apart from Jesus Christ. He is the only light of the world that can vanquish darkness. And actually, apart from Jesus Christ, our good intentions, our goodwill, our good anything that we think is good is actually not good. Our will, our deeds, our words, as good as you think they are, if they're apart from the light of the world, Jesus Christ, they simply are a part of the dark forces of the world. They add to the darkness of the world. And so that is why God brought forth His Son, born into our human flesh. Not so that you could be sacrificed, but so that He could be sacrificed for you and for me and for all humanity. And by doing so, God reveals to us in Epiphany that His ultimate goal by sending Jesus to be the light of the world is to change us from being creatures conceived and born into evil to become now creatures reborn by His light, by His life, so that we can live forever in His kingdom as perfect and eternal creatures, as He originally created us. And so summing up, Star Wars is a fantastic story. It's a good movie. It's based on, though, a man-made philosophy of balancing good with evil and light with darkness. A fantasy world that will certainly make you feel good as you escape into the darkness of a movie theater for a couple hours from the darkness of the world that you live in. Fantasy is a good distraction from real-life problems, after all. But Epiphany, on the other hand, is based on a God-revealed, historical, real-life truth. Sadly, it may not take away from the sting of real-life problems immediately, and it won't allow you to escape them for sure. But Epiphany will overcome them, and it will change your life in a real, not fantasy kind of way. It did for a band of foreign dignitaries some 2,000 years ago. They were not sons of Abraham. They were not sons of David. They were not searching for some secret light in the world. And yet these wise men came from afar. They had not been searching for this particular light. Yeah, they had been looking up into the sky, looking for stars. And yet they came by a star, a guiding light, and they were compelled to bring the best they had. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to bring the best they had and to worship the lights. They didn't worship the star in the sky as most religions in the East do, but they bowed and worshiped a baby, a toddler at the time. They worshiped Jesus, showing the wisdom of God. And even though an evil King Herod would act like a Darth Vader and seek to kill the lights, he couldn't. And neither could his soldiers, and neither could many years later Pontius Pilate or angry Jewish leaders, nor could Satan himself extinguish this light of God, because it was of God. The light has shined in the darkness, not just the darkness of night, but the darkness of sin, the darkness of death, and the darkness of the satanic kingdom, and it has overcome all that darkness. Wise men who were not searching for this light came to the light because God chose to transcend this light. And God chose to reveal even to them this light. Likewise, you have come here today on Epiphany. Maybe not wise men, maybe not searching for light, maybe just out of routine of going to church or because somebody invited you. But make no mistake about it. You've come here today because God, the God of light and life, the God who created the heavens and the earth, He has shined His lights and life into your world, into your life. He has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into your life not to balance your darkness, not to bring balance to your chaos, but to vanquish it. Not to merely help you live a good life until one day you die, but to shine light through your life and to one day resurrect your dead body to eternal life. And with Jesus in your life, with Jesus being the lights of your life, you don't have to wonder or want, you don't have to search or seek. You get to leave here on this very cold day into a dark night, knowing that you are truly called to be His Jedi Knight. Right here, right now, in this place and time, you are called to be His. Sent into the darkness with the light of His Word, with the life of His promise, to speak light and life into all the dark places that you go. So go. In the warmth of God's love, in the light of His life. May the Force be with you. No. May Jesus, the light of the world, be with you, as He promises to be.